This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Silicon Valley Bank was known for specializing in tech and biotech, but the collapsed bank also had its hand in another sector, California's wine industry. Many wineries depended on the bank, especially for loans. Farm workers who keep those wineries humming depended on the bank, too, its charitable contributions. KQED's Dana Cronin has more on how both employers and employees in California's wine country are coping.
Adam Lee is founder of Clarice Wine Company, based in Sonoma County. When he saw Silicon Valley Bank was looking for a buyer, he got nervous.
That was the moment that things went from, oh my God, it's a horrific day as far as their stock goes, to this could mean some real changes for those of us that are clients of the bank.
Lee has been a client of SVB's since the 90s and still owes the bank tens of thousands of dollars.
That is what I don't know at this moment what's going to happen with that particular line of credit.
Silicon Valley Bank was one of the primary banks for California's wine industry. The bank's wine division started up in the early 90s and since then has loaned out more than $4 billion to the industry. Until its recent collapse, it had more than 400 winery accounts, according to Rob McMillan. He founded Silicon Valley Bank's wine division. Lately, he's been getting a lot of phone calls from concerned clients.
Some couldn't make payroll. The apps didn't work. You know, loans couldn't be made. It's clearly, you know, frustrating, and I don't blame him for being angry.
In addition to lending money, SVB was also a big supporter of the region's most vulnerable workforce, farm workers. Rosaura Segura is an immigration services provider and farm worker advocate in Napa Valley. She says the bank helped raise money
for bedding, for kitchen supplies, for food. So yeah, we're gonna feel their absence.
Segura hopes another funder will step up with those donations. As for winemaker Adam Lee, his accounts are now with Silicon Valley Bridge Bank. And he's not closing them yet, especially now that he has the backing of the federal government.
In an ironic way, Silicon Valley Bank is the safest place right now to put your money.
But he did open an account at another bank, just to be safe. I'm Dana Cronin for Marketplace.